You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR. Sorry, Jacob, you're going to bring us back.
Yeah, so you're listening to Green Left, and you're being we're joined today actually in the studio by Alan Griffiths, who is a Melbourne composer and peace activist, to talk about his new song cycle, Such a Fine Sunny Day, which is actually going to be premiere soon on the world stage by world renowned opera singer Paul Whelan. And so, yeah, good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jacob.
Yeah, so I guess to kind of start off, because I guess there's a bit of a kind of political context to your new piece, and I guess can you tell us about some of these themes that you're going to be exploring on this album and some of the inspiration behind it?
Well, during Melbourne's second lockdown, I was convinced we were going to have a war with Russia, which the invasion of Ukraine has started. Well, it is a war with Russia now. And being a long-term anti-nuclear activist, it really still frightens me. Living in New Zealand, I grew up during the anti-ANZUS campaign, and I really could recognise that we need a similar international campaign to push back against the spread of nuclear weapons. So I was wondering, how can I counter this as an artist? And I found inspiration from the writings of Munich University student group White Rose during World War II. They opposed Hitler. They published six open public letters anonymously calling on Germans to rise up against Hitler with every piece as pacifists, because you couldn't use war against Hitler. Hitler was a horrific dictator. And I found their writings just as salient as today. And they accused Hitler of being a demon going to drag Germany into hell. And I then wrote the libretti around their writing, as well as the show trial they endured, where Sophie Scholl and her brother Hans were tried in front of Germany, then they were executed. And the last thing Sophie said before she died was, "Such a fine sunny day." The song cycle, it weaves around themes of love, nurturing, trying to protect family, as well as it roars of rage. It has a very dramatic piano duet played by one of Australia's top virtuoso pianists, Nicholas Young. And I'm flying over a Taiwanese pianist, Mago Chen, to play the duet. And Paul Whelan, he's one of the greatest living opera singers today. His range is phenomenal. We had the world premiere last year in Christchurch, New Zealand. Which went very well, and Paul offered to be available to do the Australian premiere. I thought, wow, how amazing. So he's going to be doing this at St. Paul's Cathedral on the 25th of November, Saturday, 25th of November. I'll have other musicians, multi-award-winning cellist Gemma Neal and violinist Zoe Friesberg, playing some of my chamber work with Nicholas, and there'll be some of my solo piano work as well. But the main thing is this song cycle, Such a Fine Sunny Day.
Yeah, nice. How did you become a composer? How did you get into writing music?
Well, that's a very good question. At the tender age of 13, I went to hear, there was a USSR symphony orchestra touring New Zealand, and I had the front row seats. I'd never heard Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto before, and I was just amazed that any human being could produce something so incredible. And I knew then I wanted to be a composer at age 13. So that's how it happened.
Yeah, nice. How did you start writing music? Like, what instruments?
Well, I studied piano very young. So piano is my thing, and I've written lots of piano music. So I had grade 7 early, so my technique was very good. And I've always written for piano. So when you write play on a piano, you've got the whole range of a symphony orchestra there. So then I started writing songs, chamber music. I wrote 25 film scores, including two features, and did lots of theatre. Yeah.
And it was kind of great hearing, I guess, some of the inspirations and the that you've kind of had in terms of producing, I guess, this piece. And I guess I want to kind of hear, you know, more broadly, I guess, some of your, I guess, reflections, because, you know, you mentioned before that, you know, as an artist, it's actually important to kind of stand up, you know, for around issues around, you know, peace and against war. And I guess, you know, what I want to kind of hear a bit more about, you know, you know, you've obviously been an artist for a long time, some of your reflections on the importance of artists, you know, standing up for just causes.
Well, thank you for giving me that platform. As peace activists, we've done everything. We've written all the letters, we've gone on all these demonstrations, and I'm just thinking outside the square, what can I do as an artist? So I wrote this song cycle, and I also got in contact with Dr. Helen Caldicott because I wanted to get onto the radio, the very real threat of nuclear war we're so close to. It was too little too late. I got her onto some talk shows, but it didn't really go anywhere. But she's a brilliant writer, activist. It was thanks to her that she managed to get into the White House with Ronald Reagan and explain to him what one nuclear bomb would do. So he got together with Gorbachev in Reykjavik, Iceland, and began the unwinding of the Cold War, which they both got Nobel Peace Prizes for. So that's Helen Caldicott, that's one person doing, inspiring all these things. I'm not of that stature, on that public standing, of course. So as a humble artist, what can I do? And I was thinking, well, I was so inspired by these peace activists in World War II. They faced death and they died, but they've left a lasting legacy. We have to stand up. We live in a so-called democracy. We have more freedoms than they did. We have the right to speak out against what's happening in Ukraine. I totally oppose arming Ukraine with more deadlier weapons because sooner or later things could go very badly wrong. We need a diplomatic solution. And we're so close to having a nuclear war. The Secretary General of the United Nations said in August last year that we are one mistake away, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation. So I hope there are other artists out there who are inspired enough to speak out and use their mediums and their arts to speak out as well. Paul, he's totally for a nuclear-free world, and I think that's one of his motivations for singing this piece.
Well, congratulations, Alan, on the new album, Land No More. We'll actually play a few seconds of it after the interview.
Oh, thank you.
But there is a very personal aspect to the making of it. I mean, I know you mentioned you were talking about this before, but we were reading about how you dedicated it to your grandmother.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you wanted to just talk about that, because your grandmother, your family have a bit of a history.
Yes.
That's related to the album. So, yeah, would you be able to tell listeners about
sure.
that?
Sure. Well, Irene Glanz, she got a scholarship to study in England, and she was in France at the time. She met her future husband and went to England. Her family from Zhemysh, a town in Ukraine, as well as in Lvov, were wiped out in the Holocaust. The Gestapo killed most of them. Her brother was a brilliant doctor who, like other Jewish doctors, was forced to practice for the Ukrainian Insurgency Army, the UPA. And like all the Jewish doctors back then, they killed him as well. The UPA were heavily involved in the Holocaust in Ukraine. And that's something what people don't want to talk about now because it's not politically expedient to do so. But it's history is real. It exists. There are many facts which can be proven. And we're not talking about the threat of the spread of Nazism today.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. We are coming to the end of our program, but how can people find your music, Alan?
Okay, they can go to my website. That's griffithscomposer.com, and they'll see how they can book tickets. If they can't remember that, suchafinesunnyday.com. This concert's not going to happen again. This is a one-off concert. This is his only concert in Australia.
Yeah.
Paul Whelan. Yeah.
Well, it sounds really exciting. I hope to attend, if there are tickets left, that
yes,
is.
There are plenty of tickets.
And for people who are just tuning in to the show, we're joined by Alan Griffith, who's talking about his new song cycle that he composed called Such a Fine Sunny Day, which will feature on his next album, Land No More. And the internationally renowned opera bass Paul Whelan will be in Australia for this concert to premiere the song. And would you just be able to tell listeners who's going to be accompanying you?
Okay. Nicholas Young, he's a multi-international award recipient, brilliant virtuoso, best pianist I've worked with. I think this is about his seventh premiere of my work. I flew him to New Zealand for the concert there. Then there's a Taiwanese concert pianist, Mago Chen. I'm flying her from Christchurch. And special guests are multi-award-winning string players Chelsea Gemma-Neal and violinist Zoe Friesberg. So it's a top-class lineup. Some brilliant Australian musicians there.
Well, we'll put the link on our podcast.
Thank you.
And that concert's going to be held at St. Paul's Cathedral in Melbourne on the 25th of November at 7:30 p.m. Alan, it's been really great having you on the show. We're about to wrap up. Is there anything else that you'd like to let listeners know?
Well, ICANN are having a demonstration at 5:30 today outside the, I think it's the British Embassy, I don't want to get that wrong, from 5:30 to 6:30 they're going for a march. ICANN is something to celebrate. It's a national, it started in Melbourne, they won the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize, which is extraordinary, and they spearheaded the making illegal of nuclear weapons through the United Nations.
Hmm. Yeah, it's much needed. They're just unspeakably wrong weapons, and they should not exist at all. They should not be used.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.